Julius Caesar and later Mark Antony married, according to Leslie Harding, Cleopatra, was because that was making them the king of Egypt, and that's what they were seeking to do. And if you take that understanding, that the bloodline passed down through the female side in Egypt, then this verse where it says that he shall give him the daughter of woman, which the commentators will tell you is Cleopatra, corrupting her, when you see that it could have been Julius Caesar that was initiating this forced marriage to take control of Egypt, then he would be the corrupter of her, because most of the commentators try to turn this around to where Cleopatra corrupted him and later corrupted Mark Antony, but that isn't what the verse says. And in any case, the point of these verses that I've come to understand is that the most important theme through these verses is that Rome has came to control the world at this point, and that the Bible wants to be very clear about this sequence of leadership in Rome. Julius Caesar, then Tiberius Caesar comes, well, in between him we see Caesar Augustus, then Tiberius Caesar, because this sequence of Caesars that is so clearly identified in these verses is what places Rome as the only possible entity that could fulfill this type of prophecy. And remember, this vision is about Rome, so there's some very clear history set forth here, and my recommendation is to cover these verses simply for yourself, is just pick up Uriah Smith's book and read through this. But what's being described here in verse 17 is Julius Caesar coming into Egypt and finding all kinds of problems that he has to resolve, and after he's fought some of the battles there and seemed to have brought it under control, then he turns to the islands in verse 18, and that's describing his march through the Mediterranean, where he very quickly brought those islands and sea coasts that he attacked under the authority of Rome. And by verse 19, he returns to Rome the hero, and then he's assassinated at the foot of the statue of Pompeii, the Roman that he attacked.